Good morning, everyone. We're so thankful that God has given us another day today, and I'm thankful to be able to spend time with you today in the Word of God. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ. We've been talking this week about how the Lord's church is like a hospital. We mentioned that before admitting ourselves to His hospital, we have to see our sickness, and that sickness is sin. Romans 3 and verse 23 says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Next, we need to see our physician and be admitted to his hospital. Matthew 9 makes it very plain that Jesus is the physician, and he can surely cure us of our sin problem. The Bible teaches that Jesus died for us on the cross, and when we respond to the gospel, we can be cleansed of all our sins. When we repent and are baptized, our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. Acts 2 and verse 38, and also Acts 22 and verse 16. Then we made the point that therapy now begins. That therapy is a process called sanctification in the Bible. It's where God is working with us through His Spirit on the pages of Scripture to make us more and more and more like Jesus. We study the Bible, we pray, we think deeply about our lives, and then we make the changes that we need to make. And so little by little we are becoming really in practice more and more and more like Jesus. And that is what God ultimately wants. Today we come to a fourth point, and that is, don't forget that you are in a hospital. Stay in. You know, sometimes people in the hospital can have delusions. What they see is not real. I had an uncle once that thought a red snapper had jumped up in the hospital bed with him. I remember once being in the hospital myself and asking my wife where she had been all day, and she had only been gone for just a short moment. And then I know of one whose dad called and said, "Come get me, they're letting me go." But actually, he was headed for surgery. And sometimes patients can have delusions that they are not even in the hospital. And sometimes it can be really funny. But you know, sometimes we in the church, too, forget that we are sick. We are in for a little while, our lives get cleaned up a bit, and we then think that we are well. Well, the Pharisees were like that, too. They were very religious, they were very serious about certain things, but they were sick. God saw it, Jesus saw it, others saw it, but not them. Jesus kept trying to tell them, but they just wouldn't see it. In Revelation, the third chapter, beginning in verse 15, Jesus talks to a church that was much like that. He says to them in verse 15, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, I have become wealthy, I have need of nothing,' and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." And so sometimes we just don't see ourselves as we should. What is well anyway? Well, it's sure not by comparing ourselves to someone else. Sometimes we can look at someone else in the church and we can say, "Well, I'm a whole lot better than brother so-and-so." But yet the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 12 and also verse 18 that those who compare themselves among themselves are not wise. If we want to make any comparisons, we need to compare ourselves to Jesus. Now, let's put our lives up next to Jesus. Are you well? Or do you still need to stay in the hospital and keep receiving therapy? I think we realize that up next to Him, we all need to keep working to be more and more completely well, more and more like Him. And the Bible says that if we'll do this, one day God will make us just like Him. In verse 2 of 1 John chapter 3, it says, "Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, and we will see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure." And so we work to be as much like Jesus as we can in this life, and then God will cap it off by making us just like Jesus. And let's add this. What happens in a hospital if a patient absolutely refuses to follow the rules? Well, he's put out. Hospitals do have rules, you know. And the church also does the same thing. We must exercise discipline when someone refuses to live as they should. In 1 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 5, we see where a man was committing fornication with his father's wife, and the church was told to withdraw themselves from him. And so, hospitals have rules, and churches do too. We must strive to live holy. We invite you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. We meet on Sunday at 10:30 for worship service and again at 5. We also meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night where we have Bible classes for all ages. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.